Equal Justice, written and read by Rabia Sadiq. I'm sitting inside a British Army Lynx helicopter as it begins circling the sprawling Hyannir district in the port city of Basra in southern Iraq. I don't want to be here, but it's my duty. I'm a major in the British Army. I've come to Basra to serve not just in the name of that army, but also in the name of justice, to protect the human rights of the Iraqis who inhabit this land we have made our home, no matter how temporarily. And I've just been given an order to get in this helicopter bound for Al Jamiat, the notorious police station in this desperate city. As the chopper swirls around, a frightening, chaotic scene is unfolding below us. Hundreds of furious Iraqis are trying to storm the compound around Al Jamiat. The only thing blocking their path is a cordon of British soldiers at the entrance. For these soldiers, the danger is obvious. Many of the Iraqis have begun hurling petrol bombs, and black smoke is filling the sky above the compound. The violence is doubly alarming, as there's a real possibility that Shiite militants in the crowd may begin firing rocket-propelled grenades at the foreign troops they so hate. All this is taking place as the chopper brings us down, its blades cutting ribbons through the smoke. I'm afraid of what awaits us here, among these men who want us gone so badly, but I'm also here to do my job. There's no room for fear, not even for doubt. For now, the mission is what matters. I'm in Basra as the sole legal advisor to the UK Brigade Commander in Iraq. But what's put me in this helicopter is that it has fallen to me, a 33-year-old, Australian-born military lawyer from a Muslim background, to help save the lives of two British Special Forces soldiers who are being illegally held captive somewhere inside the police station compound. So here I am, wearing full-body armour and cradling an SA-80 assault rifle between my knees. I have a moment to wonder whether many other military lawyers have found themselves so far out of their comfort zone, rescuing SAS soldiers from Islamic extremists. It certainly wasn't part of my job description when I joined the army as a lawyer, looking for something different from the routine of law firms, client meetings, and court visits. I joined because being a lawyer in the army afforded me the opportunity to practice law in a way that had meaning for me. In Basra, that has meant acting on behalf of Iraqi citizens. Right now, it means heading into a situation with a completely unpredictable outcome. The Jamiat police station is an extremely dangerous place for any member of the British Army, let alone our two SAS soldiers. It's the headquarters of the Serious Crimes Unit, SCU, which local Iraqis refer to, without joking, as the Murder Squad. They know, and we know, that the SCU is staffed and run by members of a Shiite insurgency group called Jaish al-Mahdi, which was set up a couple of years ago by the notorious anti-occupation cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The SCU really are the bad guys. By day, they masquerade as police officers. By night, they kidnap, torture, and murder Sunnis, foreign civilians, and soldiers, as well as liberal members of the Iraqi community who refuse to be told what to do by the Islamic fundamentalists trying to invade all forms of government in southern Iraq.